Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 23, text 390. This is June 18th, 2010. Those who were here yesterday recall that the procession, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan procession, has arrived at the Kazi's house. And it's a tumultuous gathering of millions of people carrying torches and shouting, they've been shouting, 1 million people, hunkara, bole, shouting at the top of their lungs. So they were chanting, 100 people in unison, Kazi Maro, Kazi Maro, Kazi Maro, which means, kill the Kazi, kill the Kazi, kill the Kazi, kill the Kazi. When the Kazi heard that chant, and he heard and saw that huge procession, he became totally frightened. And he and his servants ran out of the house. And it's described that they ran away from their house like a mouse or frogs run away from a snake. So in this case, those million people were like Agasura, the demon, the snake demon, about to swallow and to devour this Kazi. But the problem was, when the Kazi left the house and was running in every direction he went, the protesters were there in every direction. He went this way, they went that way, they were surrounded by the protesters. I mean, what to do? So then, we left off yesterday, Lord Chaitanya was saying, ordering and commanding all the protesters in his procession, break his house, Bhangakari, Bhangakari. So we left yesterday with a question, what's going to happen to the Kazi? Will they break his house down? Will they burn it down? Will they kill the Kazi? Let's find out. Text 391. Sarvabhuta Antaryami Sri Shachi Nandan Agyalagi Beka Hina Achekona Jan. Sachinandan is everyone's super soul who is capable of violating his order. His order was break the house. And how did the people respond? How did all those protesters respond to that order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Gauranga Agya. Mahamata Sarvaloke Chaitanya Raras Gare Utilena Save Prabhura Adesh. Everyone was greatly intoxicated with ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya. On his order, they entered the house. So they haven't burned it. They didn't break it. They entered it. Keha Ghara Bhange Keha Bhangena Dujar Keha Lati Mare Keha Kariye Hunkar. Sounds like they're up to something. This is what happened when they entered the Kazi's house, because he ran away like a scared mouse. They tore apart the rooms. In other words, they ransacked it. They ransacked his palace. They smashed it. Can you imagine 1 million angry Hindus entering the Prime Minister's house? They're just smashing windows and throwing lamps all around. These are all Brahmins, Thakurs, Kshatriyas, cultured people. They've gone crazy. And Lord Chaitanya, God is directing this total destruction. Everyone's in, he's Lord Shiva, and they're all Rudras. They're on a rampage, intoxicated with love of God. They tore apart the rooms, they broke down the doors. They kicked the house, and some roared loudly, "Rah!" I mean, they were, you can imagine what fun, it's a lot of fun to build things, and it's more fun to break them. Ladies don't know much about that, because they get their Barbie dolls and they worship them for 10 years. And then they pass them on to their children. But if a kid gets some doll or something, he pulls the arm off in 2 days and yanks off the ears or something, pulls the legs out and flips it around, then he puts a lighter and burns it up. It's stuffed with cotton, some little cotton puppet type doll. They're really, I guess they wanted to break down the house, because if you just burn down someone's house, that's not much fun. You burn it, then the fire has all the fun. Because the fire enjoys burning up everything. You just light the house, and all you get to do is watch it. Sparks, and some beams caving in, and the roof caves in. You know, it's kind of boring. But to go in and flip over tables and smash the, kick down the doors, I mean, it's like fun. Mind you, these are all Bengali Brahmins. 500 years ago, the most cultured Banerjees and Chatterjees and Mishras and Goswamis are going crazy. Amra pana sera dhala bhangi kila fele kiha karalira vara bhangi hari phale. Some broke the branches of the mango and jackfruit trees, and some uprooted the banana trees while chanting the name of Hari. It almost sounds like Ramachandra and Hanuman's monkeys and Sugriva entering the palace of Ravana after the war of Sri Lanka to recover Sita. Of course, we don't read a description that they acted like this, but it sounds like they're acting like a bunch of monkeys. Puspera udhana laksha laksha loka kiya upadiya pele sava hongkara kariya. Hundreds and thousands of people entered the flower garden and uprooted all the plants while roaring loudly. Pushpera sahita dhala chindiya chindiya haribali nache sava shuti mule dhiya. They tore the flowers with their stems from the uprooted plants and tucked them behind their ears while chanting the name of Hari. It was really a party. Not only were they destroying the Kazi's house and his whole garden and his flowers, but they grabbed the flowers and they started decorating themselves with the flowers so it would add to the festivity and the color of the whole event. It's totally tamagun. I mean, they're destroying everything, but then they're delighting in the glee of decorating each other with beautiful flowers tucked over their ears. Ekati kariya patra sarvaloke nite kichunara hila ara kajira bhodite. Even if everyone there took just one leaf each, there would not have been any in the Kazi's house. Bangilena jata sava bahi reragar prabhubale agni deha badira bitar. After the outside of the Kazi's house was broken, Lord Gauranga ordered, burn the inside of his house! Torch it. Adi arson. You know what an arson is? Arsonists. An arsonist burns someone's house. Arson. Pudiya muruka savaganara sahite sarvabhari vedi agni deha chari bite. Mahaprabhu is speaking now. Let the Kazi burn to death along with his associates. Surround the house and set it on fire from all sides. Burn the Kazi's house. Dekon mori ki bari ki kari uhara narapati. Dekon aji kon jani kari avyahiti. Let me see what his king can do to me. Let me see who saves the Kazi today. Yam kal mrityu mora seva keradhas mora dristi patehai sabhara prakash. Yamaraj, time and death are servants of my servants. Everything is manifested simply by my glance. Sankirtana rambe mohara avatar kirtan virodhi papi karimo samhar sarvapa taki oyadi kariye kirtan havashatahari muni karimu smaran tapasvi sanyasi gyani yogi ye ye jan. Samhari mo jadi sabha nakare kirtan I have inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. I will destroy those sinners who are inimical or are against this kirtan. If even the most sinful person chants the holy names, I will always remember him. Gauranga Mahaprabhu Kripa Ki Jai. But he's saying Sarvapataki, even the most sinful, Sarvapataki. However, if even ascetics, sannyasis, gyanis, and yogis do not engage in kirtan, I will destroy them. Purport. Mahaprabhu, who initiated the Sankirtan movement with this very kirtan, this was a really climactic kirtan, and ended with a bang and a burn and a destruction. Reminds me of rock concerts we used to see a few years ago, about 40 years ago. And these crazy rakshasa tamagun performers, they would be playing their guitars and 50,000 watts amplifiers, and your ears are falling off, and your head's spinning around, and your heart's about to leave your body. You're going crazy. And then they would light their instruments on fire in the middle of the engagement. So Lord Chaitanya is saying here that anyone who stops the Sankirtan movement, I will personally annihilate them. This is Lord Chaitanya's statement. But if any living entity, even sinful living entity, engages in kirtan, the Supreme Lord will certainly remember him. But evolved. This is Krishna's mercy. And the mercy of Nam Sankirtan. This is Kali Yuga's special mercy. The avatar of mercy is the holy name. Text 405. Agni Deha Kari Sabha Nakari Habhai Aji Sabha Yavanera Karimo Pralai. Don't be afraid. Go and set the Kazi's house on fire. Today I will annihilate all the Yavanas. This is Lord Chaitanya's pep talk. He's encouraging all of his 1 million protesters, the procession of civil disobedience and Sankirtan party. Burn down his house. Don't be afraid. I'm here. They already entered his house and they destroyed it. They smashed down all the doors. They broke all the lamps. They ripped up the carpets. They went wild in his house. We just read that. Now they've come out. And he said, now, burn his house. Don't be afraid. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, Dekiya prabhura krodha sarva bhaktagan galaya bhandiya vastra padaya takan. On seeing Gauranga Krodh, the anger of the Lord, Sarva Bhaktagan, all the devotees, wrapped cloth around their necks and fell at his feet. Wrapping cloth around your neck is a sign of humility in the culture of Vaishnavism since time immemorial. Sometimes we hear, there's different expressions. Danta Trina. Trina, of course, means grass. Trinalapi Suniche. And Danta means tooth or teeth. Danta Trina means to hold straw between your teeth as a symbol or sign of humility. But this idea of having a cloth around your neck like this, the idea is that you're like a bonded or sold out servant. If you get an animal, when you go buy an animal, you'll put a rope around its neck and say, come on. Let's go. So that animal, that purchased animal or controlled animal, domestic work animal, must be, that rope around his neck will force him to be submissive, which means it's a sign of submission or meekness or humility. Therefore, Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur, what part of the, you could say, uniform or the attire that all of his brahmacharis and sannyasis in the Gaudiya Math, the mission started by him when he was here, they would have their kurta and dhoti, brahmachari, and they all had one, it wasn't really a chadar could even be something else, but they have one cloth sometimes they would use it like a chadar, but not a very long or wide cloth. It was always around their neck. And even when they take sannyas, that's why you see pictures of different Gaudiya Math sannyasis. They always have uttariya. It's called uttariya. Uttariya, top cloth. And then they have another cloth around their neck. And Bhakti Santa Saraswati, he said, you should always wear this to remind you that you're the humble servant. You're the humble servant of Guru. Guru Sevait. Or the Guru's sold out animal. So Lord Chaitanya is encouraging everyone, don't be afraid, I'm here. Whenever someone is in the presence of the Lord, there certainly shouldn't be any cause for fear. Fear is due to illusion or forgetfulness. When we forget that the Lord is near and dear, then we become full of fear. Because the Lord is near and dear. He's an ear's breadth away. Just chant Hare Krishna and he enters our ears. Kali Yuga Nam Rupa Avatar. Or with the speak of Chaitanya Guru, he's sleeping in our heart at every moment. He's right here. So if we remember that, we're always in the presence of the benevolent, protective, kind Lord, then there's no cause of fear. Wherever we go, he's there. Our life insurance is eternal, unidirectional. We don't have to renew it or pay a premium. Our life insurance is with Krishna. And he's always there to assure us his protection, love, guidance, and blessings. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Urdhva bahu kariya sakala bhaktagan prabhura chani dhare kare nivedhan. After raising their arms, all the devotees grasped Lord Chaitanya's feet and appealed to him as follows. So Lord Chaitanya has asked everyone, he's commanded and ordered everyone, burn down the Qazi's house. Now they're surrounding their necks with a cloth, they're petitioning him in a very humble mood, they're touching his feet, they're falling at his feet. Now they're revealing their minds. They have some hesitation or some trepidation to carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or maybe not, let's see. They have something to say. This is what they said. Tomara pradana amsa prabhu sankarshan tanhara akale krodha nakaya kakan. O Mahaprabhu, Lord Sankarshan, Anantashesh, is your plenary portion. He never gets angry at an improper time. In other words, there is a time and place for everything, for the Mahapralaya, partial devastation and complete devastation. Then Anantashesh, of course, becomes quite angry and fire emanates from his thousands of mouths and he begins to ignite the entire universe on fire at a particular time of destruction. Jekali haibe sarva shishti tira samhar. When it's time for the creation to be destroyed, Sankarshan becomes angry and assumes the form of Rudra. Jedruja sakala shishti shaneke samhare. That same Rudra which expands from Sankarshan annihilates the creation within a moment, finally merges into your body, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amsham shera krode yandra sakala samhare. Say to me, karile krodha kon janik tare. When by the anger portion of your plenary portion, everything is destroyed, who can possibly escape your anger? So the members of the party accompanying Lord Chaitanya, they are well aware of his transcendental identity as a sarva avatari, the Purnatam Bhagavan, that Sankarshan and Vishnu and Chaturvyuha and Dasavatar and all the different various forms and expansions of the Lord are contained within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Akrodha parama parama ananda tumi bedeghai. Vede vakya prabhu guchaite na jujai. O Prabhu, Gauranga, it is not proper to neglect the statements of the Vedas which declare you are free from anger and eternally blissful. Imagine his followers. Of course, his followers aren't ordinary because we don't know who's speaking this. It's not saying who's speaking. I suppose it because his followers are Nityananda, who is Sankarshan, and it is Advaita, who is Mahavishnu, and Gadadhar and so many others. But if they were speaking it, usually they would be named as the speaker of the shloka. So it may be some other less prominent individuals. But it seems that the followers are trying to preach to the Lord that you should follow the Vedas, even though Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Chaham Aham, that Aham is Krishna, Krishna and Arjuna is the same Krishna in the Gita that wrote the Vedas and compiled them all and spoke them all as Vyasadeva. That same Krishna is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they're telling him, you should follow the Vedas. So listen, I wrote them. If I make the laws, I can also break the laws. They say the king is above the law. It's very interesting. This is their intimacy of their loving exchanges. There's no formality. They can speak to the Lord like this. Yes, you are God, but listen, play according to the rules. You made the rules, now you have to play according to the rules. Oh, yeah? Then they go on. Brahmadi o tamara krotera nahi patra shisti stiti pralaya tamara lila matra. Even personalities like Brahma are not competent recipients of your anger. Creation, maintenance, annihilation are simply your pastimes. So we're in the pastime, shisti lila. It's a wonderful pastime. Janma mrityu jayavya hindu kadoshana darshana. His pleasure is our suffering. But his pleasure is seeing us make the right choice. When we make the right choice and choose him, our suffering ends. Then we enter the Antaranga Leela. This is the Bahiranga Leela. This is Krishna's Bahiranga Leela. This is Bahiranga Shakti. When we surrender and choose him and his Nitya Seva, then we enter the Antaranga Leela. Sarup Shakti in the spiritual world under the guidance of Yoga Maya, under the guidance and loving touch and guidance and embrace of Yoga Maya rather than the kicks and shoves and pushes of Mahamaya. Yes? Karilato Kajira Aneka Apaman Ara Jari Ghate Tave Samhariha Pran. Mahaprabhu, you have now. This is what we thought. The wives are trying to cool down the husband. Hey, cool down! You already smashed the house and broke the TV. Relax. You can stop there. Don't destroy the whole house. Mahaprabhu, you have already sufficiently insulted the Qazi. He has to hire an interior decorator to fix his house. And he has to hire 20 Malis to replace his garden, which we totally demolished. If the Qazi opposes the Kirtan again tomorrow, then you can kill him. So, it's like they're saying, don't kill him today. Give him another chance. Just see. Mercy, love above power, mercy above justice. The justice was he should be killed. He broke the mridanga, that's Krishna's expansion. He beat the devotees, he beat them with sticks, the Brahmins, he's beating them. Then you can be killed. Aggression. The Brahmin is the Rupa Vishnu. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. So they're fit to be killed. Shastra, no reaction for the Qazi's offenses of all his henchmen. Beating hundreds of people, stopping the glorification of the Lord. What could be more sinful, illicit, and demoniac? Lord Chaitanya was fully justified in annihilating the Qazi and burning down his useless house. What goes on there? He eats cows. That would be mercy. But they're saying, give him another chance. Jai Vishwambar Maharaja Rajeshwar Jaya Sarva Lokanath Shri Gora Sundar. They further prayed, all glories to Vishwambar Maharaj, the controller of all controllers. Maharaj Rajeshwara, all glories to Sri Gora Sundar, the Lord of all the universes, Sarva Lokanath. Jaya Jaya Anantashayan Ramakant Bahutuli Stutikari Sakala Mahant. All glories to the Lord who lies in the bed of Anantashesh and who is the beloved Lord of Lakshmi Devi. In this way, all the devotees raised their arms and offered prayers. Meanwhile, now, first the Lord gave an order, kill him, burn his house. Then the servants responded, begged the Lord to be compassionate, give the Qazi another chance. This is called mercy above justice. And justice, he was being justified. The justice was, and you kill me, I kill you, should be killed. That's the justice, the law of the justice. But Vaishnav Kripa means mercy above justice. Jagai and Madai, according to justice, they should be hung 1,000 times. The Chitragupta and his 20 scribes, the Shravanis, the Shravanas and Shravanis, male and female scribes, they complained to Yamaraj, this is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, our hands are broken. We have hundreds and hundreds of account books. The pop account. Jagai's pop account and Madhai's pop account. The account of their unlimited sins. Rape, robbery, murder, arson. Everything. But Nitai Kripa. Vaishnav Kripa. They got love of God. This is mercy above justice. Love above power. Hase Mahaprabhu Saradasere Vachani Haribali Nityarase Chalila Takani. As Mahaprabhu listened to the prayers of all his servants, Saradas Vachan, he smiled. He then chanted the name of Hari and relished the ecstasy of dancing as he left the palace of the Qazi. So they won, they convinced the Lord to follow their wish. The Lord submitted to the wish of his devotees. This is the interplay and dynamics of love at the highest level of pure dedication and absolute surrender. The Lord lives to serve his devotees, and the devotees live to serve the Lord. The Lord is absolutely and completely and utterly dedicated to satisfying and pleasing his devotees without any idea for his own happiness. And in return, the devotees are absolutely dedicated, surrendered, and absorbed in pleasing the Lord and satisfying him without any idea of their own happiness in return. He's saying, by all rights and justice, you should kill him, burn down his house. Oh, please. Give him another chance to hear your kirtan, to see your dancing. Surely he'll be rectified. Surely he'll be elevated. Save the Qazi. Don't kill the Qazi. Kill his demoniac mentality. Don't burn down his palace. Burn down his sinful desires. Burn down the mountain, the piles of sin in his heart. Burn the mountains of sin with your compassionate mercy. Kajire kariya tanda sarvalokarai sankirtana rasse sarva gane nache jai. After punishing the Qazi, Mahaprabhu, the Lord of all, danced along with his associates in the ecstasy of sankirtan, sankirtan ras, sarva gane nachi. Mridanga mandhira bhaje shanka karatala Ram Krishna Jaya Dwani Govinda Gopal. The devotees blew conch shells and played mridangas, wampers, and kartals, and they chanted Jai Ram Krishna Govinda Gopal. Kajira Bhangiya Gar Sarva Nagariya Mahanande Haribali Jayena Nachia. After breaking the Kazi's house, all the residents of Navadvip chanted the name of Hari and danced down the road in ecstasy. There's no other way to dance. If you're going to dance, dance in ecstasy. But you really can never be in ecstasy unless you're connected to God. You can dance in a stupor of intoxication, or you can dance in the elation of your personal absorption in the movements of your healthy body. You call that? Dance in the absorption of the elation produced by the movements of your healthy body when you're dancing to the tune of your favorite rock and roll. Look at the way I move. Oh, I'm so cool. I'm so young and flexible. That's not ecstatic dancing. That's sense gratification. Perversion. This is the pure, this is Shuddha Nach, Shuddha Nritya. This is Alokik Anand, transcendental singing and dancing, because there is no ecstasy without the contact of the Lord. Satchit Ananda. Ananda means ecstasy. The greatest happiness one can derive in this world, the only word that's used is sukh. Sukh. Ananda. Anand begins at Brahma, Brahman, Brahmanand, and goes on to Sevanand, Premanand, Anand, Ananda. If you really want to know what does it mean, spiritual ecstasy, divine ecstasy. I read this term, I've heard about this term, ecstasy. Even they had it years ago, there was some drug that people were taking called ecstasy. It's a wish, it's a dream, wishful thinking. Yes, I will take this pill, LSD, or this, that, the other thing. Now it's, or then, or whenever it was, 20 years ago, ecstasy. Well, that's a great hope against hope, that I'll take this ecstasy. And I take this pill and I feel so self-confident that I can do anything, and I go to the top of the building and I'm so proud and sure of all my abilities and talents. I'm sure I can fly like a bird. So let me just jump off the top of this building and fly. One dead bird. So your so-called attempted ecstasy ends up in suicide. There's ecstasy and there's ectasy. So the X means when you cross out something, you put X on it, cross out, wrong. So the opposite, they don't experience ecstasy, they experience misery. Adiyatmika klesha. Well, ecstasy is connection with God. He is Paramananda. And we are, He is Mahananda. We are Anuananda. We are minute Ananda. When we serve the Lord, we experience that bliss. And there's the greatest, any devotee can testify that the most ecstasy he's ever felt is in two activities. Either distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which is the greatest distribution of the glories of the Lord, because it goes worldwide, it even goes to outer space. Because sometimes the spacemen, they take the Bhagavad Gita in the space capsule, and they read the Bhagavad Gita while traveling around in their space capsules. Srila Prabhupada ki! And they happen to read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, by the way. So that's because that's kirti. Kirti means glories, fame, name of the Lord. So that's ecstatic, and anyone who's ever distributing books 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, marathons, they know how much transcendental ecstatic bliss it is. And then if someone has been in the Sankirtan with Mridanga and Kartal dancing on Jagannath Rath Yatra in San Francisco through Golden Gate Park or down Fifth Avenue, New York or in New Delhi or Punjabi Bagh or anywhere, 8-hour kirtan, 9-hour, whatever, they've experienced, that's also kirti, spreading the glories of the Lord in a limited circle. 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers. It's not intergalactic. I mean, Lord Chaitanya's sankirtans were intergalactic. It said that kirtan was heard in the 3 planetary systems. That's what it is. We read it previously. But this is ecstasy. So we're inviting everyone to experience ecstasy with no side effects. And it's free. And it's, of course, it's addictive. That's a problem. It's very, very addictive. Worse than heroin or cocaine or anything. Once they asked Srila Prabhupada, they said, Srila Prabhupada, the Christians have this idea of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So what do we have in relation to the Trinity, the Holy Trinity? Trinity means three, ekdontin, three. Holy Trinity, it's interesting. You say teen, they say Trinity. So yes, Father is Krishna. Sarvayana shikantaya murtiya sambhavantiya tasam. This is Krishna. Hambija pradapita. Krishna is the seed-giving father of everyone. God is the father. Krishna is the father. And who is the son? The pure devotee. And Guru, he's the son of God. You have Jesus, we have Prabhupada. So the pure devotee. And then, so the way we say, well, Prabhupada, who's the Holy Ghost? Prabhupada said, the Holy Ghost? Oh, that's easy. It's the holy name. Once the holy name gets inside of you, it never comes out. It haunts you wherever you go. You're in the bathroom, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You're on the bus, Hare Krishna. Hey, what is it? I only went to the temple once. And I was eating prasadam. There was some kirtan on the speakers. There was some old man singing, and I don't know what, Hare Krishna. But there's something about it. I don't know, it was very mystical, or it was very captivating, it was very enchanting, it was very attractive, it was compelling, it was pure, it was from the outer worlds. I don't know, but I don't know who's singing, but it went in my ears, and ever since I left the Hare Krishna, I was hungry, I just stumbled in for one Sunday feast, they were playing some tape, Hare Krishna. And since years, I mean, everywhere I go, I went to psychologists, I went to psychiatrists, I did Reiki, I did everything. I couldn't get rid of this Hare Krishna. Then one day I met Makanlal. I met Makanlal Prabhu. No, he wasn't sannyasi then. And he was in St. Louis. And he was preaching, and he preached to me. And I said, you know, I heard you devotees can cure all diseases. And Makanlal said, yes. He said, I went to so many doctors, I got this disease, I got this mantra inside my head. And can you help me? And he said, yes, I can help you. He said, listen, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And then and there, Makanlal Prabhu, he initiated him into the Panchatattva mantra. So then he went home, and now he said, oh my God, now I have two mantras haunting me. And then 3 months later, by the mercy of Vaishnava and Prabhupada and his son, the Vaishnava preacher, now is Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Swami Maharaj, who's gracing us with his presence, by the mercy of Prabhupada and his dear, very dear and old son, then he surrendered and became a devotee. It happens like this. So this is the real ecstasy of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And how the devotee... See, someone says, oh, we pray to the Lord, we're always praying, but you know, but does God hear our prayers? And I don't know if he hears our prayers. And but here we see that Krishna hears the prayers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only heard the prayers, it's one thing to hear, we say, my prayers are falling on deaf ears. My prayers are falling on deaf ears. It's an expression, it means if you're praying to someone who's deaf, he can't hear you. He doesn't know what you're appealing or petitioning or wanting. But God is not deaf. Krishna is not deaf. Sarvato shikshiromakam, sarvato panipadam tat, sarvato shikshiromakam. Krishna is telling Gita, everywhere are my eyes and faces. Face means ears. Sarvatokshi, Okshi, Akshi is eyes, and Shrutima Aloke. This is in the Bhagavatam. It's describing Paramatma, feature of Bhagavan, Paramatma Tattva. So wherever you are, Krishna's ears and eyes are there. He sees everything. He's the ultimate Sakshi, witness. And his ears are there. So, and he's not deaf. He can hear very nicely. And this is proof. The devotees are there right with the Lord, directly. associating. But everyone is directly associating with the Lord, are they not?
Yes.
Is the Lord in your heart?
Yes.
I hope so. Because if He's not there, you're not here. You're there. There. Under the ground or in the ashes or whatever, still in the ground. So He's very much there and He's very much listening. And not, it's one thing to listen and not respond. But Krishna not only hears, but He responds. And so intimately and unexpectedly, He responds to the extent of becoming controlled by the wishes and will of His devotees. But this, is that any devotee? No, it's the pure devotees and the unmotivated devotees and the sincere devotees. Their prayers He responds to. He hears everyone's prayers. But He responds, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one place, He responds directly and immediately to the prayers of the pure devotees. That's why we petition for the Vaishnava Kripa, Guru Kripa. Oh, Gurudev, please, please bless me and tell your Krishna to please help me and bless me. Because if Guru is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati gatopi. So Lord Chaitanya immediately responded to their prayers favorably according to their own wishes and changed His own plan. His intentions was changed. They were changed. He surrendered. He submitted. God submitted to the wish and will of His devotees in this pastime. He wanted to burn down the house and kill the Qazi. And they wanted to give Him a second chance. So they overrode the wish of the Lord. They weren't yes men. Okay, burn down the house, kill the Qazi. Yes! They're not robots. They're individuals, loving individuals, these eternal servants. And there's an interplay, there's an exchange. They're not afraid to speak to their Lord. Because love is the base. Love is the foundation. So there's no fear in love. But when love is not the foundation, then there's so much fear and trepidation. And then He replied. And then He said, okay, then he just dropped that whole bhav, that whole Rudra bhav, that Pralaya bhav that Lord Chaitanya was in to destroy the entire place. And everybody was following that and going right at it. And then they appealed to Him to please cease and desist and withdraw that Rudra bhav. He immediately did it, immediately became absorbed in Kirtana Las. In a second, He just changed, master of identity. He just changed His bhav and just dove right into it. And they said, because that's how they came to the house. They were chanting and dancing in ecstasy and laughing and smiling. All of a sudden now it's roaring and it's anger. Ah! Ah! Anger. That's another side of rasa. It's not only, it's hasya rasa, but there's also rodra rasa. These are the uparasas, or the gonarasas. Rodra rasas, anger is one of the seven secondary rasas. And then there's hasya. They're laughing, ha-ha, and the kirtan, joy. And then there's, and this destruction mode brought out rodra rasas and vibhatsa rasas. It was ghastly, destroying everything. There's anger and ghastliness. So this is rasas, and everyone was relishing. And then I guess they had enough of that. Because laughing is more relishable than anger. What would you rather do? Become angry or laugh? Laugh. Ha 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 ha. But some people are just, that anger is all they know. So they prefer that because they have no taste of laughing. But when Nectar Devotion describes the different rasas, it describes anger as one. This is Roja Ras. But Rupa Goswami describes Hasya Ras, He breaks into four or five divisions. So that means there's more variety and more hierarchy and types of Hasya Ras. Rodra Ras, anger, bhats. He talks about Hasya Ras, when there's five different types. There's Ati, there's Smita, there's Ati Hasita, there's Parahasita, Prahasita, smiling where we're partially smiling. Then there's smiling with your teeth. Then there's smiling, laughing. Then you're laughing where your sides are busting and laughing where you're rolling on the ground. So there's four, and there's different names and degrees of laughing. So it's much more variegated, obviously much more pleasing and pleasurable. So laughing is desirable. The devotees are saying, okay, we had enough of this destructing mode. Let's get back to the ecstatic dancing and kirtan and swooning and ecstasy and rasa kirtan, remembering Vrindavan, and forget about the stinky Qazi. We're all ready to finish him off and burn down his house, but then wait a minute, we thought, well, gee, we are Vaishnavas, should be a little compassionate. We should follow the Lord's order, so we're kind of caught in a dichotomy. It reminds me of a story of Braj Leela. It's early morning, 5:30 in the morning in Gokul. It's winter time. It's January. There's a slight fog, Kuhara, coming in from the Jamuna. And that's been created by Yoga Maya. Because that fog becomes like a veil or like a curtain. It's very difficult to see in the fog unless you have fog lights. So this Yoga Maya arranged for this Kuhara or fog to facilitate Krishna's breaking of the law. Because Yashoda Dulal and his gang of thieves, Ali Baba and his band of thieves, Krishna Kumar and his group of coward boys are about to go steal some yogurt. And oftentimes, people would see him walking down the road with a very funny look on his face. Because people are up early in the morning also. In the villages, they get up very early. And Krishna was getting up early, and he was seeing that sometimes he would go to a house and they would be tipped off ahead of time. Some of the neighbors would tip them off and they'd be ready waiting for him. And say, he'd be sneaking in, and then they'd come around the corner and say, Krishna, where are you going? We're just looking for one calf went by here. So then he said, listen, we have to make a good arrangement to cover the whole village of Gokul with a blanket of fog so people can't detect our movements. So they're moving through the fog and they get to this one house. But these people, already everyone was on the alert. Because usually when thieves are very active in a particular neighborhood, then they hire a night watch. They hire some guards to patrol the streets and they have a stick. And they hit, every 5 seconds, they hit the street. You never heard?
Yes.
And they walk down the neighborhood. And if you're doing Jagran, it's the Ekadasi, and you're staying all night, you hear the guy walking with a stick, 12 o'clock, donk, donk, 1 o'clock, donk, donk. And after that, you don't hear him. Because the chokidar goes to sleep, and everybody else is asleep, and they think he's awake guarding them, but he's also sleeping. Because I've been in neighborhoods doing jagrans and like and Ekadasi. And then around 4 o'clock he wakes up about an hour before everybody else and he starts walking around hitting the stick. Everybody wakes up, oh, he's been up all night guarding us. Krishna is the only protector. So these people were forewarned that Krishna was very active in their neighborhood ripping off butter and yogurt. So they hired a security team. I think it was your father. They hired a security group, whatever you call it, company, to rig their whole house up with anti-theft and alarms, burglar alarms, to catch this little black thief, this little Krishna. So then on the first level, Krishna has to go through the window. He comes to the wall of the house, he lifts up the window and enters the house. Around the window, they put a series of little bells. And if you move the window the slightest bit, the ding, 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 then the bells would go off like we have electric wire or something, alarm, and the same idea, but this is a very primitive, like little tiny bells. So Krishna came to the window and he saw these bells and he thought, and the boy said, oh, look, this house has some, this is Gokul's first burglar alarm system. I've never seen this before. Krishna, what is this? Hey, this guy is a Pakabaniya. This guy is a Pakabaniya. He's got his whole house rigged up with anti-burglars, and he had to spend lots of money. He's really attached to his goods, really attached to his products, his yogurt and butter. He doesn't want anybody to steal it. And he said, don't worry, boys. Remember, I am the supreme controller, Ishvara Paramakrishna. And everybody laughs. Yeah, exactly like this. Come on, why are you pulling our leg? Yesterday, Subal pinned you 3 out of 5 times in wrestling. And now you're saying that you're the supreme controller. Anyway, we feel like laughing because I don't think we're going to need any yogurt to laugh about, so we can laugh at your jokes. No, watch.
On the authority of God, I command you, bells, don't ring.
Open the window. So then they opened the window and it didn't ring. Krishna Valagi. Then they all jumped in the window. I said, Krishna, that was a good trick. And then Balaram said, no, you don't know. One Jaduwala, he came yesterday, did a performance in the Royal Theater. And he did an act like this, and Krishna asked him how he did it. So it's a magic trick. Oh, yeah, we thought so, Krishna. So then they came to the door of the butter storage, the wooden door there. Again, it was surrounded by bells. And then the boys turned to Krishna and said, well, can you do your magic again? And he said, of course I can. Bells, don't ring. Open the window. Open the door. Excuse me. They opened the door. Hey, 2 out of 2. Not bad, Kenya. So now, hanging from 3 ropes from the wooden beam on the top of the butter storehouse is huge kamba, makan kamba. Freshly churned butter was just finished churning at 4:30 a.m. Samsara davana lalita loka chanaya karanya ganaganatam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru sri charanaravinda. Because the ladies get up early because they want to make fresh butter for Krishna to steal. So now it's 5:27 a.m. in Gokul, 5,029 years ago. Something like that. And the boys, 4 boys crouch down on the floor. They make a human ladder. 4 boys crouch down, then 3 boys get on their back, and then 2 boys get on their back, and then Krishna climbs up and gets on their back. It's like a human triangle, 4, 3, 2, like this. Then Krishna climbs up and he gets to the top and he says, Are Suval. And he's, huh? Because they're all kneeling like this, no? Sridham, huh? Kya hua? What happened? Around the mouth or the perimeter, the opening of this butter pot, many, many, many bells. And if I just, coming in or out of the pot with my hand, if I touch it just a little bit, ding, 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 we'll all be caught and locked in here and beaten up. Caught red-handed stealing. Oh, this is very problematic. Well, anyway, you got 2 out of 2, go for 3 for 3. He said, yeah. Bells, by all the power of God, I command you, don't make the tiniest little tinkle or jingle of sound as I do my work. Promise? Okay. All right. Get ready, boys. So then Krishna put his hand into the pot, took a big scoop of the most luscious, beautiful golden yellow butter. It was glistening with droplets of ice on the top of it. And it was so cold and so beautiful. And his mouth was watering and his eyes were tearing and his heart was trembling. He was looking at that and the voice said, well, Krishna, how is it? How is it? How is it? Is it fresh? Yeah, wait a minute. I'm getting ready. And then he started eating. Ding 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 ding
stop, 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 stop. Oh, stop, stop, stop.
Shrimp puts his hands on. And then the one deity came out of the bells.
So what, Krishna? Why are you ringing? Stop, stop.
Oh, my Lord. Please, I am Ganta Swarup. Ganta means bell. Ganta Swarup. I am Ganta Swayam Swarup. I am the personification of bells. I am representing all these hundreds of bells.
Well, tell me. I'm your boss. I'm God. You're supposed to...
Yes, yes. I know. We followed your... We heard your order. Two times we followed it. But now we are in a dilemma. Because you ordered us to stop ringing, so we stopped. We weren't ringing. But then you were eating. And the shastras, which are also given by you, in the shastras you say, whenever the Lord eats, you have to ring a bell. So you're eating yogurt, so we rang the bells. And now you're getting caught. So tell us, what should we do? Because do we follow your direct command, or do we follow the Vedas? And then he said, well, that's difficult. Better follow the Vedas. And then he said, hey boys, let's get the hell out of here. And they ran out. And they took the pot with them. Well, it's a win-win story. So this reminds me, because the followers of Lord Chaitanya were encouraging me. They said, in the Vedas, it said this is not a good thing to do. You know, we should follow the Vedas and follow the Vedic injunction. It's not time for destruction now, so please stop this destruction of the Kazi's house. So the Lord followed the Vedas and the devotee's recommendation as the bells rang following the Vedas. That's why I went to that thing. Kajir Bhangiya Ghara Sarvanagariya Mahanande Harivali Jadiyani Nachiya. After breaking the Kazi's house, all the residents of Navadvip chanted the holy name of Hari and danced down the road in ecstasy. Well, it's all in a night's work. You get together in Harinam, go down to the Prime Minister's house, bash it all down, smash it all up, and come back to your house dancing and chanting in ecstasy. Interesting that way to spend your evening with the Lord. And it says, Pashandira Haila Panama Chitta Bhanga Pashandi Vishara Bhave Vaishnavara Ranga. The atheists' hearts were broken and they became full of lamentation because of the devotees' jubilation. So they were all, before this event, the atheists were rejoicing, the Pashandis. They're rejoicing. Oh, look, the kirtan stopped. All the devotees are afraid. They're trembling. They're not afraid to chant, and they're all hiding in their houses, afraid of the Kazi. And they're all very happy and rejoicing over that. And now they become, because they were the underdogs, and now the atheists are afraid and they're lamenting, and all the devotees are fearlessly dancing behind the Lord and taking full shelter of the holy name. And they're unstoppable. So now the atheists are becoming afraid. We'll find out tomorrow how the story progresses.